673. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application at progressive.com/careers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com. Violinist Isaac Stern, playing with the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra, with a piece by composer Fritz Kreisler, a short rondino, on a theme by Beethoven, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. There's more classical music as things get going in the afternoon. We'll hear from the great Luigi Boccherini and one of the luscious guitar quintets, the Ataria Quartet and guitarist Richard Savino, with us in about 15 minutes. Then later on, we've got a recent symphonic suite, which recalls the Greek deities of Apollo, Ares, and Aphrodite, Three Olympians by American composer Peter Boyer, also on the way here on KPR. We have with us now conductor Jean-Francois Paillard, and he is in charge of the Paillard Chamber Orchestra, joined in this instance by Marie Clarillon, organist, for a Handel Organ Concerto, Concerto No. 2 in A Major, of Opus 7, next on KPR. And there you had the Paillard Chamber Orchestra, its conductor Jean-Francois Paillard, and organist Marie Clarillon in Organ Concerto No. 2 in A Major by George Friedrich Handel on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now 12:25. In the second half of the hour coming up, music from American composer Peter Boyer and his symphonic suite Three Olympians, inspired by tales of Greek deities, still to come on KPR, where support for classical music comes from KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, one weekend only, October 3rd through 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. And Ashley Davis announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics. Saturday, September 27th, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets are at libertyhall.net. We have a little chamber music now, well, more than a little, from the great Italian cellist and composer Luigi Boccherini of the 18th century, a man who had distinguished himself as a court musician, the younger brother of the King of Spain, and later the King of Prussia, and the author of many splendid quintets for guitar, one of which we'll sample next, Quintet No. 6 for string quartet and guitar. The Ataria Quartet is here with guitarist Richard Savino on KPR. From the great Luigi Boccherini, his guitar Quintet No. 6 in G major, played by the Ataria Quartet and guitarist Richard Savino on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:44, and at the top of the hour, of course, we'll bring you NPR News with classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. KPR's fall membership drive is going to get started very soon, on Friday morning, in fact, and you can help us get off to a strong start during the Power Breakfast. That's when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. You can double the value of your pledge. 50 becomes 100, 200 becomes 400, and so on. Friday morning, join us for the Power Breakfast. It's happening from 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on KPR, and thank you for your support. We have the London Philharmonic Orchestra for one more performance in this noon hour. It's conducted by Peter Boyer, who's one of the finest contemporary American composers, and also the author of the symphonic suite that we'll hear, composed back in 2000, known as Three Olympians, as in referring to the inhabitants of Mount Olympus in the Greek mythological tradition. This is a symphonic suite comprised of three movements recalling different Greek deities, Apollo, Aphrodite, and Ares. Here's the London Philharmonic on KPR. Composed in the year 2000, Three Olympians, recalling the Greek deities. Music by American composer Peter Boyer, who in that recording was also conductor of the London Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. And it's about 1 p.m. In just a moment, NPR News. And the fun continues in the next hour with a Schumann piano trio, not to mention Colosseum Waltzes by Johann Strauss Jr. More wonderful music just ahead, right here on KPR.
On Morning Edition, we hear from...
That's every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now there's a joyful little tune, one that I've always found quite charming, and it's from Percy Grainger, and it's called Country Gardens, and played there by the Slovak Radio Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon, welcome back, good to be with you once again. I'm Jeff Watson, and I've got classical music for Wednesday afternoon. A bit later we'll hear the Vienna Brahms Trio, but the music will be by Schumann, his second piano trio. Then, a truly remarkable creation for cello and orchestra, the Cisalpine Suite. That's from French composer Darius Milhaud. We'll enjoy that in just a little while. The Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra had a good performance. We'll stay with them for now. Conductor Johannes Wildner leading the orchestra this time in the Colosseum Waltzes. This is by Johann Strauss Jr. on KPR. Known as the Colosseum Waltzes, from Johann Strauss Jr., and another performance today by the Slovak Radio Symphony, led by Johannes Wildner, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:15. The Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg will be along in the second half of the hour. We'll hear something called the Cisalpine Suite, a wonderful piece for cello and orchestra, by French composer Darius Milhaud, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. And the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. We're joined now by the Vienna Brahms Trio, but the music that we'll hear on offer is from Brahms' great teacher, Robert Schumann, and chamber music that he wrote in 1847. Prior to that, he had written one piano trio. The second one, in 1847, was, in the words of its composer, something that made a friendlier and more immediate impression. We're all about friendly impressions here at KPR, so we'll enjoy Piano Trio No. 2 in F Major, the Vienna Brahms Trio, on KPR. And so ends Piano Trio No. 2 in F Major, composed in 1847, by Robert Schumann, and performed today by the Vienna Brahms Trio on Kansas Public Radio. It is now 1:43. There'll be NPR News at the top of the hour, followed by classical music until 3 p.m. We'll bring you all things considered from NPR News then. And, of course, tonight, Destiny has more classical music for you. It's an entire evening of joy, in fact, tonight from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll hear Jupiter from the planet Spyhos, the bringer of jollity, and tunes like A Happy Occasion Overture, The Happy Forest. That plus a Haydn symphony, I believe the Drumroll symphony. Destiny has that and more tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. Just a quick note that if you happen to have an old car taking up space in your garage and it's helping nobody, then KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming that you count on every day. Find out more about the Vehicles for Charity program over at kansaspublicradio.org. Time now to bring you the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg. The music is by French composer Darius Milhaud. It's something he wrote in 1954 for the great cellist Gregor Piotrogorsky. This is known as the Cisalpine Suite. Cisalpine, referring to on the Roman side. These are taken from Italy's Piedmont region, just on the other side of the Alps. We'll listen to cellist Thomas Blaise and the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, led by Bernard Kantarski, on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1954, the Cisalpine Suite for cello and orchestra by French composer Darius Milhaud. Performed there by the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, led by Bernard Kantarski, and cellist Thomas Blaise. And it's just about 2 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News. Another hour of classical music awaits us, and it will begin with Trio Lawrence and something from their new album, Fujin's Dream. Not to mention Kodály's Mareshek Dances, music for piano by Antony Dvorak, a great deal more still to come. We're happy you could join us for wonderful classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. Stay tuned for much more still to come here on KPR.
Singer and Fiddle PR News.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's by a French composer, a contemporary of Debussy in 1905, music from one Théodore Dubois, former director of the Paris Conservatory, and his Terzettino, a trio essentially for flute, viola, and harp, performed by Trio Lawrence, which is comprised of harpist Aaron Wood, Boris Vanier viola, and Daniel Velasco playing flute. From their brand new album, Fujin's Dream, Fujin referring to the Japanese mythological god of the wind. That's not only a new release, but Trio Lawrence is going to have a performance, a live performance, on Sunday the 28th from 5 to 6 p.m. at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Trio Lawrence at Grace Cathedral this Sunday the 28th from 5 to 6 p.m. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues until 3 p.m. Between now and then, pianist Anna Poroshina plays A Theme and Variations, piano music by Antonin Dvorak, along with the English Symphonia and Ernest von Dohnányi's Great American Rhapsody. Next, we'll settle in with the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin and hear something from Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, from back in the 1930s. These are a collection of village dances arranged for orchestra, the sort of dances that you used to hear played by the fiddle or the shepherd's flute in the villages of Transylvania. We'll hear Marichek dances on Kansas Public Radio. Dances of Marichek from Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, and a performance by the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin today on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now 2:26, and still to come in the second half of the hour, some music from another Hungarian composer, Ernst von Dachnányi, written during his time as a music professor at Florida State University, his American Rhapsody. That's in about 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other. Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And Pines Garden and Market, promoting Field Day Fest, a farm-to-table dining experience featuring Chef Vaughn Good of Fox and Pearl at Caw Valley Field Day, October 11th. Tickets and details at cawvalleyfieldday.com. Up next on KPR, a recording of pianist Ina Peroshina, with something written by Antony Dvorak in 1881, a very successful premiere of his Theme and Variations for Keyboard, a theme followed by eight contrasting variations, demonstrating a colorful palette of compositional techniques in the manner of Beethoven and Brahms. Theme and Variations in A-flat Major, pianist Ina Peroshina, and music by Dvorak, next on KPR. Theme and Variations in A-flat Major, completed in 1881. Piano music by Antonín Dvořák and played by pianist Ina Peroshina, today on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:42. At 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News, followed by more classical music from 7 to 9 p.m. this evening. Destiny will be your host. More programming, less fundraising. That's always our goal at KPR, and one way that you can help is to make a pledge this Friday morning. That's when you'll be matched dollar for dollar by generous KPR members during the Power Breakfast. We'll try to squeeze an entire day's fundraising into just 90 minutes, but we can't do it without you. Be with us for the Power Breakfast on Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter. Serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org. Well, thus far, we've heard music based on folk dances from Hungary, from Czechoslovakia, and now America. Composer Ernst von Dachnányi wrote this in the 1950s, while a professor of music at Florida State University, is American Rhapsody. We'll hear the English Symphonia, conductor John Farrer, next on Kansas Public Radio. The American Rhapsody, from Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnányi, created back in the 1950s. John Farrer conducting the English Symphonia for us on Kansas Public Radio, which is now just about ready for All Things Considered from NPR News, followed by more classical music with your host Destiny. She'll be with you tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. It's been another fun afternoon enjoying classical music together, and hope you can be around again tomorrow at noon for another go-around. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from City Wine Market. Specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com. It's 3 o'clock.